Hello, divine humans, and welcome back to You Are Good Enough. I'm your host, Kimberly Bell, and today we're going to talk about untangling. So I was in meditation about 6 weeks ago. This is mid-March when I record this, and 2024. And I was in meditation. I was kind of coming out, and all of a sudden I heard these very loud words, "The great untangling has begun." And so to me, that felt like it's a podcast. And the more that I have felt into it, I want to talk about it with us. I want us to kind of like, let's take a look at things that we're feeling, things that we're experiencing. Not sure how long you've been following me, but this podcast began with an explanation. I wanted people to know what my intention was behind the podcast. You Are Good Enough. And basically, my explanation was we're moving from a fear-based way of living, and we're moving into a love-based way of living. And now we're really beginning to see what that truly means. So the fear-based way of living, quick explanation, you can always go back and listen to, I think it's episode number 2. Just getting my bearings back then. I'm always still getting my bearings. But anyway, I was just talking about, so fear-based, real quick, is everything in life that is based and has been based, and this is an old paradigm, everything in life that's been based on fear, patriarchy, right? Hierarchy, haves, have nots, lack consciousness, victim mentality. And now we are really shifting into and have been, but we're really starting to feel within ourselves and see the untangling. And the untangling is untangling with the old and embracing the new. The new is love-based. The new is unity. The new is reverence for all life, not just the haves, but all life is honored. So this is self-love, unconditional love. And when we start to embrace this, what happens is within ourselves and outside of ourselves, what we see is change. What we see is change, change within ourselves. We begin to untangle with that which is not divinely in alignment, right? Because we're moving towards divine human. And in order to move into divine human, we have to be able to move away from the lower densities of the ego mind, right? That's been the old way, the fear-based way of living, and embracing the heart. Right? So we're moving from the mind and we're moving into the heart. That's what we're doing. And we can look at one as being like the representative. The old way is the distortion of masculine, the distortion of the feminine. And we're moving into the love, which is the organic masculine energies that we all carry, the organic feminine energies that we all carry. And all of this is going to help us unify within ourselves, unify the parts, the old density parts that no longer really serve us when we start to embrace love. When we start to embrace love, have self-love, unconditional love for thine self, we give it to all, right? When that starts to happen, it shakes up the old. Okay. So that's just like a little bit of a foundation. Now, in, you know, coming out of that meditation, hearing those words, I was like, yes, yes, yes. It's time for this entangling to be more seen, felt, and experienced by our brothers and sisters in humanity. As we move through the shift, and this, I think what my intention here is really to help you connect with yourself and your experience, and also, of course, what you're seeing. But the old way was, look at the world on fire and now react. The old way, that's the old way. The new way is you can look at the world on fire, right? And some of us feel like we want to do that in ways, right? To stay somewhat connected to this, that, and the other. Look at the world on fire. But the new way is, okay, now let me turn off the world on fire and let me go within. And let me connect with that place and that space between me and the divine. Let me be quiet. Let me connect with my breath. Let me connect with my heart. Very different experience. And I will say, with the great untangling, we're going to want to access our tools. We're going to want to bookend our days with a time of quiet within ourselves. Just for connection, it helps the foundation of your entire day. I say bookend because, first thing in the morning, go outside, take your shoes off, connect with the planet. Let the frequencies upgrade you. Let those frequencies help you align to them. So the other thing that's happening, right? We're being supported off planet. We're receiving a lot of codes and information from all over the cosmos. So those of you who are tapped into the sun, we're receiving a lot of flares. We're receiving a lot of, solar energies. Tapped into a dear sister of mine doing her event a few weeks ago. And what I became even more aware of was that we're also receiving, and of course, I kind of knew this, but it helped bring it into my awareness, which I hope this podcast is doing for you, that there are emanations that are actually coming off the frequencies of different stars, right? We're receiving help. We're receiving a lot of divine intervention. And when that happens, and we are all, we absorb and we receive this information. So if we're not connecting with the planet, we're kind of one with the planet. So the best way I know to really get grounded, if you will, is to go outside. You can hug a tree for sure. Touch a flower if that feels right. Take your shoes and socks off and connect with the planet. Because that is the best way that I know. That's like taking a shower for me, I'll be honest. That's what I do every single morning. And then before you go to bed or as you're falling asleep, connecting with the divine again, thanking, giving gratitude for the day you've experienced. Now, when we leave the old way and we choose the new way, when we leave the fear and we choose and embrace love, we look at all life experience through the lens of acceptance and appreciation. Because when we move into love and we start to have love for ourselves and offer it to everybody else, and then compassion, forgiveness, right? Big, big things to do for sure. But in that place and space, you just gain so much gratitude for the law, light. And the dark for all parts of the whole. What we enjoy, what we don't enjoy, because what we realize when we move to that more, love expands your consciousness. Love grows your consciousness. The more love, okay, that can come in, it breaks the old frequency. And so what you're able to do is have a bigger appreciation for the lessons that you came here to learn. And what you're doing is you're kind of, I guess I'll say, burning through your karma, right? And learning to love yourself. I think that's all of our life mission. Of course, we have other purposes and reasons for being, but we are all learning this. And this is the most powerful offering that we can ever give to Father, Mother, God, to embrace and love that which we are part of, children of that. I feel like that's a big reason why we're here. So the great entangling. So with this big change, let's go within yourself, right? We'll talk about the micro, which is you, the macro, which is outside of you. And it's good to see it like this, right? So instead of focusing on the outside world, now we're going to move interiorly. I'm going to put focus and love on the inside. What can I do to make my world better? And that place and space helps us when more crazy stuff starts to happen in the world. That's where we want to be. That's why we connect in the morning and connect in the evening. You can give gratitude anytime. All of these things you can begin to do. And I do believe that this is happening naturally for all of us because we are getting and receiving so much. We can call it love light, receiving so much light love, love light from off planet through the sun. We are all connected. That's the other thing, right? So we're all starting to, we'll call it waking up, seeing the veils thin, seeing with new eyes. All of these things are beginning to happen. So with the great untangling, the way that I see this is, they're going to be everything that was built upon the fear-based, the mind, the distorted masculine, feminine energies, right? All that distortion, the haves and the have-nots, every single structure that was built on that. And I have been talking about this for a while too, I guess, but every single structure now will have to completely shift, completely fall apart. Completely untangle itself. Why? Because we are rising to new frequencies. And when you're in the light, let's say, when you're standing in the light of God, nothing can touch it. It has to be aligned with the light of God. You have to recalibrate, right? You have to move to a higher frequency to be able to hang there. So, and we're bringing heaven to earth, divine humans. That's what we're doing. This is really going to take some shaking up. What does that mean? Well, that means things that we have been counting on in ways and things that we've been relying on in ways. I don't have memory of experiencing this, even though I think we probably already have, right? But I'm going through this just like you are. But I know that it's going to take a lot of shaking up just because of the mere frequency. The higher vibrational frequencies shake the old. So, with that being said, that's what happens like on the macro, but within in the micro, things that may have worked for us a few years ago, we might start feeling like, it's just not working for me anymore. Watching that TV program might not be working for me anymore. Being in that relationship that was super fun a few years ago. That might not be working for me either, right? And a lot of people, well, I'll say people that I've come in contact with, they're in relationships. They chose these relationships and they're starting to see that the relationship isn't quite in their highest and best good. And sometimes we go into relationships and we know that they might not be in our highest and best good. But there's still something we need to learn. So we choose it. Okay. No judgment, people. We have to parent ourselves. We're all learning. We're all learning how to stand. We're learning how to walk. We're learning. There's no shame. Okay. No judgment. As you move into these higher frequencies, you realize that all is really here for our learning. All is really here for the experience so that we can see the contrast and choose differently moving forward. Okay. And sometimes we think we already did that and we kind of dip down into the learning again. And we're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going through this again. But you know what? That's what we're all doing. So things within you, naturally and organically, are going to start to untangle that you didn't see before that you see now. And the reason why that is because you came here for your best life. And that includes love. And when you choose love, everything within you has to divinely align, right? So drinking the six pack at the end of the day or binge watching Netflix, like these types of things that are very old paradigm in a lot of ways, right? Very old paradigm, things that we have all found enjoyable, but they might not have the same pull anymore within you. Again, no judgment, no shame. I'm talking about these things to help us all connect with what we may be able to identify with. Okay. Also, parts of ourselves. Forget about the habits, right? There's a lot of habits, but also the parts of ourselves that just aren't working for us anymore, right? We're noticing things about ourselves that we start to feel bad about. Okay, that information is for you to change something. A friend group you may have been hanging out with no longer is feeling like you guys are on the same page. Okay, that's information for you to make a new choice. Okay, because when we start to untangle, we're making way for this new alignment, right? And so you will magnetize to yourself. And when you start leaving the old that doesn't work for you, you're showing the universe that you're making a higher and new choice for yourself. Therefore, you're lining up, you're aligning with the higher and better choice for you. That's what you start to magnetize to yourself, call forth to yourself without even knowing, right? You came here to feel good about your choices. Who you are, all of those things. You came here to learn how to love yourself, right? Self-love. And that begins with having a new relationship with yourself. If you're still condemning yourself, cutting yourself down, rejecting yourself, throwing yourself under the bus in conversation, doing these types of things, that is the old way. And you're really here and might be feeling uncomfortable in ways, right? Because it's time to choose higher so that you can feel good about what you're thinking about you, feel good about how you treat yourself, right? And everything that you consume with your senses, your eyes, your ears, your mouth, right? All of these things matter. And as we wake up, you know, so a side note here, I was obsessed. From the time I was teeny weeny with the movie, The Wizard of Oz. It is the only movie in my life that I've watched hundreds of times. And as much as that terrified me because of Gilda, or was Gilda the, Gilda's the good, no, Glenda's the good. Gilda's not the good, whatever. That witch terrified me, right? But here's what I want to say about this. Remember in the very end, when the curtain was pulled back, and you saw the little man on the stool or the box, and he's got the joystick and he's controlling and helping people really stay in that fake world that he was in charge of, right? And when that curtain gets pulled back and it reveals that little man, it's shocking to everyone, right? It's shocking. They can't believe they gave their power away to somebody behind a curtain who was actually, it was all fake, right? And I really feel and have been feeling, you know, well, for a long time, that that is really, in a lot of ways, what we're experiencing, right? And so when those veils thin, by the way, that's kind of like someone pulling back that curtain so you can really see the truth. So you even might start seeing not only things about yourself, things about people who you've been in relationships forever, and you start to realize things that are really happening that have been happening for a while, but you're seeing with new eyes. That curtain has been pulled back. So that's what we're probably going to see, I think, in the world. And no, I don't know how this is going to go down. I just know frequency. And I know where we're moving, and I know where we've been, and I know that we can't get here without this falling and untangling. Tangling, untangling within and untangling without. That's what is inevitable here. And that's why it's important to come together within yourself. Because if you're watching this or you're listening to this, you came here for a good life. And the good life can only be found when we start learning how to unconditionally love ourselves and be unconditionally loving to all. Right? And then it becomes fun. It becomes fun. It becomes peaceful. And you have this deep confidence that all will be well. And then you start to have. Or also, I should say, a confidence in that your needs will always be taken care of, and you are safe. But if we're plugging in all the time to the old or the artificial or the old, if we're always plugging in, right, to the TV, to CNN, what really happens is it takes us away. Further away from ourselves. And a word about attachments, drugs, alcohol, sex, addictions, like all of these things, right? If you have something you're aware of, and I definitely have had a few of these, right? If you have something that you know you have this this codependent relationship with something that you know isn't good for you, or maybe you don't even know it's not good for you yet, but you know it's there. This is not by mistake that you chose this, I believe. I believe you came here to connect with that thing so that you could actually learn how to heal yourself enough so that you can actually pivot away from it and experience your freedom and your liberation. We've all done things. There's not one person on this planet who hasn't. We're moving through all of this karma. All of us are. You are, I am, every single person on this planet is moving through karma. And on a larger scale, we're actually healing the karma of all the generations in the past. Right. So, I was just having a conversation with somebody the other day. They're experiencing some stuff in their mouth with dental work and this, that, and the other. And I know that they're clearing, they're here to clear, they're here to heal that. But it doesn't just begin there. It started a long time ago in the family. Right. And that's what we're doing. So I want to say thank you. Thank you. For doing this for all of us in humanity, because we can't do it without you. And I am deeply grateful that you are here and that we're here together and that we're doing this. And this is where I'm going to leave it. And I am sending you all so much love and appreciation and gratitude for you being part of my life. And I'm proud of you. I'm proud of all of us. Because we're doing this. So, big, big, big blessings. Guess blessings too, but that word hits me funny. Blessings, big blessings to you. And may you experience bliss within yourself and in your life. I love you so much. And I will talk to you soon. Take care.